We're often reminded to never forget where we came from. Rookie center Hronis Grescu never does and never will. The son of Romanian immigrants escaping communist rule in the 80s, Grescu is securely grounded and grateful.
Well, my dad and his two brothers came to the States in 1982 because of hard times down in Romania with the communism and the Nicolae Ceaușescu was tough. Killed the power at 6 o'clock. Just to save money, and water would be shut off too, and it was just hard. And so they wanted to just make a better life for themselves and for their future family, which is my brother and I. And, so they went over to the States and saved up some money, moved down to Los Angeles, and opened up one pizza shop. And once that started getting going, my dad went back to Romania to get his parents. And while he was getting his parents, he met my mom, and they got married. And 1986, they came back to the States and started our family, and the restaurant business just started growing.
Grescu's parents easily fled the country, but the violence inflicted by the communist regime included family stories of sacrifice and risk to get here.
My dad's oldest brother, he got caught twice. He told him to come back, we'll kill you. And he still went out, and he got on the train and got his visa granted and, made it to the States. My mom's cousin, was caught, and eventually she was shot and she was killed. And, that's why I appreciate what my family did every single day. And that's why I do what I do is for them.
Growing up, Grescu meant sharpening a character-building work ethic in the family business at Greco's New York Pizzeria on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles.
My parents, they always wanted to teach us and show us how hard work is done. And so they always brought us to the restaurant on the weekends when I was crying and begging them to let me just go hang out with my friends. But, I always, went to the restaurant. And at the time, I just hated that idea. But now looking back into it, it just, I appreciate it so much because of them showing me how, the hard work is done, the discipline of being there on time and just, taught me how to be organized, taught me how to be disciplined. And, give me more pride in our family restaurant. My dad and my mom, even my grandpa, they always, preach there's no substitute for hard work. And my parents and my entire family definitely, they didn't get to live the American dream without all that hard work, all that sacrifice. Growing up, I really saw my dad because he was building a business. He'd be working till 3 a.m. at night, closing it down, and I'd be asleep by the time he gets home. And he'd be gone all day, so it was hard to, growing up with my dad was, it was hard to be able to see him. But my mom always reminded us how hard he's working for us to make, our lives better and make us have a, whatever we need. And they always provided anything we needed. My dad and my grandpa always preached to me to be the first one to serve and the last one to sit. That's what is the offensive lineman. You're helping other people out to make them better, to make them more comfortable. And that's what we do. We protect for the quarterback. We make running lanes for running back. And, we're the last ones to get the credit for it. But that's just how we are as offensive line.
People use the cliche of team first all the time. But he is the personification of a team first guy. He is everything that you want in a center, everything that you want in a football player, everything that you want in a person. And he's a leader. He's a leader that I feel like the Bears need, and we're lucky to have him in our room. We're lucky to have him on our team.
When I got the call to be a Chicago Bear, it was just a huge blessing for me, huge blessing for my family. I'm just so happy to be here, just be a part of the team, be a part of this great organization. And ever since I got here, everyone's just been so welcoming, like a family, and that's what I'm all about, is being like a family.